Duval County Democratic Party Chairman Neil Hendrickson says it's unlikely the boundary changes will affect North Florida.
Looking at the map, the seat from Senator Aaron Bean is still weighted more Republican, and I don't think that's going to necessarily tip the scales on his Senate seat.
But statewide, the new map perfectly splits Florida Senate districts between right and left-leaning areas. Hendrickson says that could allow his party to win control of a branch of state government for the first time in more than 20 years. But Republican leaders, including Jacksonville Representative Lake Gray, say their colleagues on the other side of the aisle will still have an uphill battle to win the upper chamber.
You might see some closer challenges here or there, but keeping in mind, if you push a line somewhere, it's going to benefit somebody else somewhere else.
Judge George Reynolds ruled the original map drawn by Republican Senate leaders favored Republicans, violating state constitutional amendments requiring fair districts. Still, Ray says you'd be hard-pressed to draw a map that's completely nonpartisan, and says the courts overstepped their boundaries by approving maps not drawn by the legislature. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.